Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. I gotta tell you, I've been struggling with what to do a show on this week. Two things come to mind, and I guess I have made my decision as of this moment. So here it is. I'm gonna play the Glenwood Falls Retirement Community 911 call. That if you live in the United States, you'd be hard pressed not to have heard it. And I'll give you the gist of it right now. And that is, there's a client of the retirement community who happens to be 86 years old, who collapses on the dining room floor, and someone calls 911. And what everyone has been really amazed by is that the policy of the Glenwood, I guess it's Glenwood Falls Assisted Living Community, is not to basically help anybody when they're down. They just, their job is to call 911 and that's it. And so there's a roughly 7 minute, 10 second phone call in which the 911 operator, whose name is Tracy, I can't remember her last name now, pleads with a nurse who identifies herself as Colleen to, give this woman CPR, and Colleen simply refuses to do it. And, I could go on and on about it. I truly hope, and this is going to sound, some of you may think I'm out of line, but I hope there's a special place in hell for people like Colleen. I really do. Some of you may even say, well, you know, maybe the lady, the patient, had a, you know, DNR, did not resuscitate, but she didn't. So, this is really about, and I think the reason everybody's so surprised is because, you know, a lot of, and today is a day in which I'm not going to blame Hollywood for something, which is rare. But Hollywood, I used to say the movie industry, the entertainment industry, always likes to paint this picture of good Samaritans coming to the rescue and saving people in trouble. And I know we all have kind of a romantic view of that in the United States. I don't know about outside this country, but certainly in the U.S., we have this idea that, you know, people will always do the right thing. And, you know, evidenced by this call, I haven't felt that way for a long time. In fact, I'm of the opinion that people have become more and more cowardice over the years and more callous. And again, because of a lot of maybe violent movies, violent games. I don't know the reason. I'm not a sociologist, but I think it's easier for people to do nothing these days while other people are being attacked and hurt. I'll let this 911 call speak for itself, but let me just say this. Here in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, I'm not exactly sure which city it took place in, this past week, there was an older woman, I think she must have been in her late 60s, and she was out walking, and she was attacked by a pit bull. And it turns out that there were a bunch of people who witnessed and saw this, and I mean grown men who stood around while she was being attacked by this dog and did absolutely nothing. Finally, someone, it may have been another woman or somebody came to the woman, to the victim's rescue and was able to fend off the dog. The reporters interviewed several of the men. I could say so much about these guys that's so obvious if you thought about it, but I won't because It would make me sound like a bigot and a racist and all kinds of stuff, but let's not go down that road, I suppose. But anyway, these guys, the three that I saw interviewed, all said, well, I was hoping somebody would come and do something. They just stood around. I mean, I know it's been documented for 40 years that people can do this. You know, I just can't imagine standing around. If you can't walk or you can't see, that's different. But we're talking able-bodied people here. Men that watch this. And yet he was, one of the guys said, well, I just thought somebody else would, I was hoping somebody would come and do something. Yeah, but he didn't do anything. You know? It's been a couple of years ago. I don't know if I did a podcast on this or not. But I was in a situation where a pit bull was attacking. And, you know, even with my vision as bad as it is, I jumped in and fended off the dog. Now, that doesn't make me a hero. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just suggesting that I don't know if I could stand around and do nothing. Oh, and you'll hear this in the 911 call, of course. Colleen, it's the policy of the Glenwood Falls Assistive Living Community not to render CPR. You know, these assistive living places, you know, they cost a lot of money. In fact, I was, not for me, but for a friend of mine, we were looking at such a place. These places run, you know, between, certainly out here, around $2,500 a month to start. So, you know, if you're going to be putting your, anybody in your family into one of these things, you might want to find out if, you know, now, let me follow that up and tell you how it turns out. The Glenwood Falls, I think it's Glenwood Falls. Yeah. The Glenwood Falls, staff management team supports Colleen. They say she did exactly what she's supposed to do. The client or the dead woman who was 86, her daughter, who happens to be a nurse, released a statement saying that, you know, we're pleased with the medical care my mother received. Now, that tells me two things. It tells me one thing. And the one thing it does is this old lady must have had a lot of money, and her kids are going to get the money now that she's dead. Because a lot of times when people have money, the kids are worried that they're going to drain it on these assisted living places. So, you know, for somebody to sit there and say, you let my mother die right there on the floor, but we're happy about it. We're pleased with the amount of assistance she got. She didn't get any assistance. You know what I mean? Give me a break. So obviously, yes, this is supposition on my part, but I stand by it. I just think sometimes we need to wake up and realize the kind of world we live in. Really. Kudos to Tracy in the 911 center. She was just wonderful. You couldn't ask for better. Anyway, I'll let you listen to it. And then I'll be back for a short comment. And here it is.
Please come on out at Glenwood Gardens as soon as possible. There's
okay.
A lady that
what's
looked like she fainted or had a heart problem.
What is
something.
The address?
What's the address here? Do you know the address? It's Glenwood Gardens. It's right on the corner of...
Okay, if you don't know the address, that's okay. Where's the patient located?
The patient located is in the dining room.
Okay, which building?
Glenwood Gardens.
Okay.
In the first building, the first main building.
A, B, or C, do you know?
It's in the main building. I believe
can you ask someone who works there? I want to make sure we don't delay, okay?
Yeah, yeah, let me find out.
Okay, and what's your cell phone number in the meantime in case we get disconnected?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to the front.
Okay.
Hold on. Ma'am, what's the name of this building? The 911.
Hi, it's building A.
Okay, and what's the cell phone number? Do you know?
It's the number here is 587-0221.
And who am I speaking with?
Yes.
This is Amy.
And Amy, just to confirm that patient's in the dining room?
Yes, she is.
Okay, and tell me exactly what happened.
She just started passing out.
Okay.
She was eating. She was in the chair. Like, she lost her breath.
Okay, so somebody fainted. Are you with the patient now?
I'm close to her.
Okay, about how old is she?
She's in her 80s.
Is she awake?
Is she awake? Is she awake? No, she's not.
Is she breathing?
Barely.
Okay. All right, hang on just a second here. I've got help started, okay? I want. Is there a defibrillator available, Amy? Do you guys have one there?
No, we don't.
Okay. I've got help on the way. I want you to stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next,
okay?
We can't wait. Are you right by her now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, listen carefully. I want you to lay her flat on her back on the ground and remove any pillows.
She wants her flat on the back on the ground.
We can't wait. We need to get her flat on her back right now.
They are.
Okay, good. And I need that phone to stay next to them. All right, so as soon as they have a flat on the back on the ground, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Let me know as soon as we've got her down there, okay?
Hi, this is Colleen.
Hi, do we have her flat on her back on the ground yet?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is the patient flat on her back on the ground yet?
I'm going to her right now. She's in the dining room.
We can't wait. I keep telling people this. I don't know who's passed the phone again. I need that phone next to the patient immediately. She's possibly not breathing. Okay? So I need someone to run over there immediately, please.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
I told them not to take the phone away. I don't know what they're doing. So let me know when you're right next to the patient, okay?
Okay, I'm right here.
Okay. Okay, flat on the back on the ground, no pillows, okay?
Yeah.
She's unconscious, barely breathing, they said. Let me
see.
Do they have her on the ground?
Oh, it's the very same,
She's
on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, she's breathing. It's very slow.
Okay, I want you to place your hand on her forehead.
Serious apnea.
Okay, your hand on her forehead, your other hand under her neck, and then tilt the head back. We're going to open up the airway real quickly there, okay?
Okay.
Then put your ear next to her mouth. Just confirm for me. Can you feel or hear any breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing, but it's like 5 breaths a minute.
Okay, so let's go ahead and time it. Then I am going to time it real quickly here, Colleen. I want you to say now every single time she takes a breath in, starting immediately.
Okay. Now.
Next one. Any more? Okay, that's not, we need to get CPR started. That's not enough. Okay, let me.
Yeah, we can't do CPR.
Okay, then hand the phone to the passerby. If you can't do it, I need to hand it to the passerby. I'll have her do it. Or if you've got any citizens there, I'll have them.
No.
Anybody there can do CPR. Give them the phone, please. I understand if your facility is not willing to do that, give the phone to that passerby, that stranger that has it sent. This woman's not breathing enough. She's going to die if we don't get this started. Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay.
I am a nurse, but I cannot have our other senior citizens who don't know CPR.
I will instruct them in this.
We're in a dining room.
I will instruct them. Is there anyone there who's willing?
That.
Okay. I don't understand why you're not willing to help this patient.
I am.
Okay, great. Then I'll walk you through it all. EMS takes the liability for this, Colleen. I'm happy to help you, okay? This is EMS protocol. Okay?
Yeah, by the way. I don't know where he is, but he's yelling at me and saying that we have to have one of our other residents perform CPR and so instruct, and I'm not going to do that. And what is that call?
Colleen, is there anybody that works there that's willing to do it?
We can't.
Are we
do
just
going to
wait? We're going to let this lady die?
Well, that's why we're calling 911.
We can't wait. She can't wait right now. She is stopping breathing. She can't wait for them to get there.
She's taken 3 breaths.
It's not enough. We need to get CPR started.
He's saying we don't, so you can talk to my boss, and I'm...
Okay.
I don't know
They're refusing CPR. They're going to let her die. By the facility,
When will the fire department be here? When will the
They're coming as quick. They've been on the way all this time, but we can't wait. This lady's going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if you get anybody, any stranger that happens to walk by that's willing to help, I understand if your boss is telling you you can't do it.
Yeah.
But if there's any, as a human being, I don't, is there anybody that's willing to help this lady and not let her die?
Not at this time.
No, they won't touch her at all. I can't get them to touch her at all.
We have residents that are her
any
age
guests?
Older.
Any guests that are there that are willing to help?
No, I don't have any.
Is there a gardener or any staff, anybody that doesn't work for you anywhere? Can we flag someone down in the street and get them to help this lady?
Mm-hmm.
Can we flag a stranger down? I bet a stranger will help her. I'm pretty good at talking them into it. If you can flag a stranger down, I will help. I will help tell them how to help her.
I don't know if I'll help her. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, she said not to move her. Yeah.
Okay. Has anyone gone to look for a stranger?
They're here right now. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So there you have it. I find it difficult to listen to, but that's what happened. And when the paramedics got there, they pronounced the lady dead. So there you go. I guess there's not much more I can say. Really, I'll just leave it at that. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. It's difficult, but these things happen, and we live in that kind of world. You know, to me, Colleen sounds like a brain dead person. Like, you know, I don't know if you've ever come across people, but they just, I don't know. It's like they just, I don't know. There's so many things I'd like to say, and all of them are mean, so I'll just leave it unsaid. Because you're not supposed to wish ill will on people, I understand. But maybe some of you can glean what I'm thinking about with regards to Colleen's future and how karma comes back to bite her in the big fat butt. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, even though I know it's difficult at times. And I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.